This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witt and welcome to Morning Devotions. If you were with me yesterday morning, I was talking about things from the past that can drag us down. And I was talking about Paul, this great apostle who often gave us great insights. He said, I've learned from the past, and in fact, it makes me a better person in the present time. Now, he didn't get around to beating himself up, as we do sometimes. He was human. The truth is, we've all blown it at some point. We've all done or said things in the past that we regret, and I think there are skeletons in everybody's closet. But we can learn from them. We can become a better person from them. So nothing you do will change the past. What about the successes? Well, we've all, I guess, had successes of some kind. Learn from these too. But sometimes we have to say, well, look, they can't hold me back. It's easy to live with the past. You know, I've done a good job of it in the past, but I'm not sure about the future. You know, I've got to make it. But the good old days need not be enough to meet the needs of today. I think the word that comes to my mind there is complacent. We become complacent. And when we become complacent, we stop growing and learning. And we don't learn because Jesus actually said in Luke 9, whoever starts to plough and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. You can't drive a car, can you, looking only in the rear vision mirror? You can't move forward when you're looking back. So you've got to look forward to move forward. And yes, bad things might happen, good things might happen, but God has something really great in store for you. So if all you do is forget the past, you may just have amnesia. That doesn't make you successful, does it? Successful people are those who have a goal. And again, to quote Paul from Philippians 3, he said, I don't feel that I've already arrived, but I forget what's behind and I struggle for what is ahead. I run towards the goal so that I can win the prize of being called to heaven. And this is the prize that God offers because of what Christ Jesus has done. That's what he said in Philippians 3:13-14. And the Message paraphrase puts it in a different way. Don't get me wrong. He said, by no means do I count myself an expert, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and I'm running and I'm not turning back. So when you think about successful people, these are people who have a goal. Paul, certainly, the Apostle Paul had a single priority. He wanted to go on to Jesus because he said, don't you realize in 1 Corinthians 9:24 that everyone who wins a prize wins in a race to win. But only one runner gets the prize. So he said, run like them so that you can win. So what's the goal that you have in life? Paul said, whatever we do, our goal is to be pleasing to him. That's pleasing to Jesus. In fact, you know, I don't think there's a greater pleasure in life than that of pleasing God. What are you living for? The scripture says, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. So here's this tremendous statement that God is working all things for good for those that love him. What does that mean? It means that our experiences in life are both good and bad. In fact, I'm sure you understand that. It includes the mistakes that we make. And the point is this, here's to be what you can be encouraged about. God can use the mistakes and even the poor judgments that you and I make, and he can make something good out of it. The remarkable thing here is that God brings the bad, wants the bad rather, and wants to bring something good out of it. Now, that doesn't mean that we deny things like death and disease and dying. No. But God is the one who qualifies, who brings this to an understanding. Let me just give you an example. In Genesis, Joseph's brothers sold him to a caravan going to Egypt as a slave. I mean, it's a pretty awful thing to do. Nothing good about that. But here's this story, you know, that Joseph said, look, my family, you meant that for bad, but actually he said God meant it for good. And tomorrow I want to just explain this a little bit further about what happened to Joseph. Well, dear Lord, it's so easy to say the wrong thing and to hurt someone, Lord. It happens so quickly, we can't undo the damage. And Lord, sometimes we yearn for those past days. Just help us, Lord, to understand you better, I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.